Hey, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. I am Q Reyes, and I want to kind of check in with me and with you and something that I've been doing. I've been really, really, really trying to wake up every day, at least 5 in the morning. Actually, my goal is 4 in the morning, and I've been pretty good about it. Not only that, I'm trying to wake up, and the goal is to go for a run. At least I try to run 1 mile, and I don't plan on increasing the time. I just plan to do the mile faster as I get in better shape. It's very difficult to wake up, you know, especially in the winter months, and it's 4 or 5 in the morning, the sun's not out, and you don't really have a particular reason. Like, you don't have to be at work or anything like that. You're just waking up because you're passionate about life. It's hard to do, but it's not impossible. And actually, if you can achieve that, you'll be able to achieve many other things throughout the day. Because by the time that people start waking up and get on with their day, you've already done a day's worth of work, because you don't have the distractions at that time that you find throughout the day with the phone calls and things you got to do. So this is like prime time. That 4, 5, 6 in the morning time, it's just prime time. It's perfect for, you know, you get a little bit of exercise. The first thing that I've been doing is just getting the exercise first, just getting it out of the way, because when I come back from that jog, I'm energized. I'm ready for whatever. I don't care what it is. I'm ready. I feel that pump. So it's like getting up, get started with the exercise, get moving, do some sit-ups, do some push-ups. You don't got to go outside necessarily. You can do some exercise. You get your heart rate moving. Then start tackling your day. You're going to see a big difference. But of course, this isn't for everybody. You know, actually, probably a big percentage of people listening right now are not going to be able to wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning. Not because they're not able to, but because they just lack the willpower. I'm preaching to myself. It's not like I've been doing this for years. I'm actually just getting into it right now, and I'm pumped up about it, because I can see a big difference of just waking up that early. And as you know, I used to wake up, when I wake up, I'm already catching up, you know, even 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, you're playing catch up. So you got to just make it a habit. And it's hard. It's like going to the gym. It's like when you lift out those weights and it hurts. Same thing with waking up. You know, at first it just hurts. It hurts. And, you know, is it really all worth it? And yes, it is. So if you want to really change your life, you got to change your habits. And if you've been waking up late every day and you don't have anything in your life, and you're not accomplishing the goals that you set out, or you're not meeting what you set for yourself, then that means that you got to make some changes. And doing the same thing, keep waking up at the same time, it's not going to change it. So wake up. I mean, just try it out. There's nothing's going to happen if you wake up early, except in the beginning it's hard. Obviously, you're sending your body into a shock. It's hard to wake up, and it's hard to, you know, throughout the day you're going to feel that difference in your energy shifts. But if you are able to conquer this and master it, you're going to make big changes in your life, and you're going to outshine the competition. It's very important that you feel good about what you do. And when you wake up late, and when you're always running late, that reflects in your work. It just reflects in your attitude. It drains your energy. It takes more energy to be late and always playing catch up than to just wake up early and seize the day. Trust me, it's great. I'm loving it, because it's like I discovered time that I didn't know I have. I love it. Try it out. You know, try it for a week. See what happens. You know, and I bet you're going to see big differences. You know, the first day, the second day, it's a matter of consistency. All right. So I hope this helps. I'm just basically checking in, letting you know what I'm doing. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to try to wake up at 4. I woke up at 4:30 this morning. I'm going to try to wake up at 4 tomorrow. So, and you know, I'm just going to keep trying to grow, trying to push myself and challenge myself into being better, better, and better, and better. It's the only way to live. All right. So until next time, I'm out.